GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and gee, God bless Jim LeBrink for pivoting 24 hours. He's on this morning. He's on line three to talk energy with us on GHRT.
Hey, Jim LeBrink, how are you?
Hey, good, George Hale.
We want to ask you, Jim, our WVOMFM.com Central Maine Denture Center question of the day. We know you want to focus on Earth Day here for just a moment. By the way, back in the, on the first Earth Day, they buried a VW bug. And Jim, I know just the VW bug that you and I can bury.
No, you leave my car alone.
Because we know you want to talk about that. But you sent us a snapshot. And we think that, is that State Senator Rick Bennett standing out there in front of the Our Power sign pitching to Maine to take over the utilities?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Nice Republican that is hopping on this bandwagon with Democrats like Seth Berry to take over the power lines and try and block the NECEC line to give us clean hydropower, cheaper, cleaner hydropower than what we're buying from solar and stuff. And he's also voted against the refrigerant bill the amendment that I wanted in yesterday. I guess he knows more about the refrigerants than I've learned over the last 50 years, but he's a fast learner.
Okay,
very disgusted.
Don't you make us turn on the sarcasm filter right there.
There we go.
I picked that up because you sent us that photo, and we put that up on our Facebook feed, our Twitter feed, and our Instagram feed, alongside that handsome photo of you on the motorcycle in front of the vet place. We're asking listeners, will supporters of buying CMP and Versant Power's assets for a state-run power utility succeed? We know what they want to do. You've warned us why you think it's a bad idea. We're just asking listeners if you think they'll succeed. From where we sit now, Jim, do you think they'll succeed?
No, they won't. They'll just cause a lot of trouble, a lot of problems, a lot of cost. First of all, CMP, I can't speak on their behalf, but if I was CMP, I'd be putting up one heck of a fight if somebody tried to come and wipe out my assets here and tell you it'd be a 10-year court battle. And where is this Our Power people going to get enough money to hire lawyers and experts and everything over the next 10 years? You know, where are they going to get the funding for that?
Well, you know, let's not forget that we tried this once before. In 1973, the state tried to buy the private utilities and make them consumer-owned. And then it went to a citizen-initiated bill, and it lost with 61% of the vote saying no. So we've been down the road before.
Yeah, so there's a number of small... I think there used to be 10, but now there's only 9 consumer-owned utilities. Swan Island was begging Bangor Hydro, or Emera, rather, to buy them out. And I picked up a little news item from their local newspaper over there, and I'll tell you what it said. This is a quote from the newspaper article. But residents here seem to be pleased with the transition, especially because it reduced electricity costs on the island by as much as 50%, Ellison said. You know, so, you know, they omitted to put this on their website that one of these utilities that were already supposed to be cheaper and everything could hardly wait to get out of the co-op. Now, some co-ops work, some don't, especially the ones that was established real early on. But to take a well-fine-tuned organization like a CMP, you know, where they have all the experts and specialists and everything, and I know they've had their problems, but that's what you have a PUC for, is to get them back in line if they step out of line. They're sort of the boss of this utility. And that they've done. CMP's heard it. And they're working on straightening out their act, and that's the cheapest way to fix the problem. But in all honesty, I think once people start finding out what the real facts are, just like the power line, they won't be supporting this takeover.
Text messages are coming into us in our conversation with Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. And will supporters of buying CMP and Versant Power's assets for a state-run power utility succeed? Brad from Bodenham writes in and says, "Hi, this is Brad from Bodenham." That's how we know it's Brad from Bodenham, by the way. "This is Brad from Bodenham. Seth Berry is the representative. I lose my power enough with having CMP owning it. I can't imagine the state owning it." And this person writes to us, "Keep government out of our utilities." Another person wondered, they're looking at the sign that says our power there. Okay. And someone said, who's supplying that power to the state of Maine? Is all of the power that they want to manage coming from inside the state of Maine? Is it really Maine's power, Jim?
Yeah. You know what? It'll be a powerful board. They say it will be governed by a board we choose. And I'll guarantee you how these government programs work, just like Mills Environmental Committees and stuff. You know, I didn't get invited to one of them. I think I know a little bit about energy. I know people like Professor Crosby and the Don Lewises of the world and all kinds of people that are really have 50 years or better of our understanding energy from an engineering point of view. Nobody that really had any opposite views or any views contrary to what they wanted for an outcome get invited. The same thing with this. And you know what? The board, what are they going to do? Going to meet their requirements. You know what? Look at their website. It says rural board will win. They're going to improve the internet by cutting the cost of putting internet lines on poles. They're going to get new jobs will be added to improve reliability and emergency response. They're going to do things to lower costs, they said. Well, these are things that are going to raise costs. So you can't cut costs and add, you know, start reducing your income from other utilities that want to use your poles and hire more people and all that kind of stuff and say, no, that's the way I'm going to cut my costs. These are just ridiculous things.
Well, the bill has not even been printed yet, to my knowledge. They had a press conference, gave few details about Pine Tree Power. The company would be governed, as you said, by Maine voters. But here's the deal that somebody's got to ask the question. The price tag is estimated to be $13 billion. Dollars that would be financed not by tax dollars theoretically, but revenue bonds paid for by rates. I've got a question here, a lot of question. How do you do this? 13. I didn't know they were for sale, but if they're going to be for sale, $13 billion with a B dollars.
Yeah, well, that will be in dispute. The multiplier to their assets is going to be a big dispute. They worked out their economics in a 1.5 times factor, and Bangor or Mara just sold to Versant for a 2x factor. So CMP is not going to want to go any less than 2x. There's already precedent set in the state. But I wanted to bring up also how unfair these legislators are that are pushing this. You know, legislators purposely given unfair precedents and preference to co-ops by excluding them from charges for alternative energy legislation. You know, the $200 million for offshore wind that CMP has to rake out of their customer base to give to the offshore wind, that none of that gets charged to these co-ops. The $160 million for the LD 1711 was Senator Dow's bill here, that's now put in abeyance because everybody's screaming it's costing too much to connect these solar panels into the line, and it's costing the ratepayers $160 million just the first year alone. None of this gets charged to co-ops. Taxes don't get charged to co-ops. You know, when you look at the overall thing, this is not worth taking a risk to let a bunch of bureaucrats that can't run their own committee and let them run a big power company like that that takes a tremendous amount of expertise. And remember, these people on that energy committee continuously, for since Earth Day started, continuously put out bills without plans. And they're going to try and run another power company without plans.
Jim, someone asks this, and this has been part of the conversation. A lot of politicians stand up and go, well, CMP did this, CMP did that, and CMP is not doing a very good job, even though some say that CMP is doing a better job. I don't hear too many people complaining about Versant / Emera / Bangor Hydro / Maine Public. Versant seems like a guy standing over in the corner saying, why are you guys bringing us into the fight here?
Yeah, it's a lot of hype. It's mostly hype. You know what happened is that they screwed up a couple of times, and now they're trying to just pile up on them so that way there they can try and make a case to take over. If they weren't making this big case and exaggerating how bad CMP is, they wouldn't be able to make a case to taking them over. They can't say, well, they're doing a pretty good job, so let's take them over. They're going to get out there and pile on them and try and exaggerate everything they can. I'll tell you, these people that are pushing this kind of stuff, you know, the ones that are pushing the public to believe that these gigantic towers, steel towers, is what's going to be coming across the backwoods of Maine, and the ones that claim that we're going to devastate the forest if we take 36 acres that the governor leased to the power line, and all these kinds of things. These people here have no morals whatsoever. They will lie right through their teeth, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to, as long as you guys allow me, I'm going to call them out on it, because it's time that they're going to hurt us really bad in the state. What's going to happen when down the road, if we spend all our money and now we still don't have a reliable electric infrastructure to give us, you know, all the solar and wind power we need to charge our cars and heat our homes and electrify our homes, and we don't have enough money to pay the interest on our national debt. Our kids, what's going to happen to our society at that time? We're heading down the wrong road, and these people here are lying our way to that.
Jim, we know you wanted to talk about Earth Day, but we got ourselves in. Well, you're the guy that sent us the picture of Rick Bennett standing in front of the sign, but in our final 60 seconds, what did you want to say about Earth Day?
Earth Day, I don't know what I can say, 60 yeah. Sure, I don't have 60 minutes instead of 60 seconds. I would say that Earth Day has been around since 1970. Well, the oil embargo of 73 is what started this whole thing. And there's been hundreds and hundreds of bills put through the Energy Committee at the legislature. And we're still no further ahead than what we were then. And I say that the chances that we're going to get off oil completely by 2050 is 0%, closer to 0% than 1%. And I'm predicting this. I got three predictions for this Earth Day real quick. 2020 will start the turning point of truth over fiction that we've been facing all these years. Two, we're going to have near zero chance of being off fossil fuels by 2050. And number three, we will run out of money to buy oil long before we run out of oil if we continue to pass laws that force ratepayers and taxpayers to buy non-viable energy sources like we've been doing.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.